WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're talking about building that rock-solid network of friends and family, the crew who's got your back, through thick and thin. You know, those people who aren't just there for the good times, but also pick you up when life throws a curveball. In today's world, it can feel like we're all running around on separate tracks trying to keep up with this crazy thing called life. But let me ask you something. Ever felt like, deep down, you needed a village? A bunch of awesome people who genuinely care about your well-being and are there to celebrate the wins with you and help navigate the rough patches. You know that feeling, right? That sense of belonging, of having people you can truly count on. That's what we're diving into today. Because friends and family aren't just a nice perk in life, they're essential to our well-being, our happiness, and even our resilience. Now, building this supportive network takes effort. It's not just about passively waiting for people to show up, it's about actively cultivating meaningful connections. And trust me, the payoff is huge. You'll feel a sense of purpose, you'll be more likely to bounce back from challenges, and life will just be more damn enjoyable. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you create that tribe of awesome people who have your back. 1. Be the kind of friend you want to have. Think about it, what qualities make a truly supportive friend? Loyalty. Honesty. A good listener. Authenticity. Now, go out and embody those qualities yourself. Be there for your friends. Offer a listening ear when they need it. Celebrate their victories with genuine enthusiasm, and don't be afraid to show them you care. It's like that old saying, you reap what you sow. 2. Cultivate meaningful connections. We live in a world of fleeting connections and the scrolling, superficial chats, the whole nine yards. But true support comes from genuine connection. So, put down the phone sometimes. Have real conversations with people who matter to you. Ask about their lives, share your own experiences, and invest time in building those bonds. 3. Don't be afraid to reach out. This one's big. It takes courage to put yourself out there and connect with new people. But remember, everyone feels a little awkward sometimes. So, take that first step, join a club, attend an event, or even just strike up a conversation with someone you see regularly. You never know where it might lead. 4. Be selective about who you let in. Just like a good plant needs the right soil to thrive, your emotional well-being depends on the company you keep. Don't be afraid to distance yourself from people who drain you or bring negativity into your life. Surround yourself with those who lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. 5. Remember, it's a two-way street. Building strong relationships takes effort from both sides. Be there for your friends and family, offer support when needed, and be open to receiving their love and encouragement in return. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're going through a tough time, maybe you've hit a snag at work, or personal things are feeling overwhelming. Now, think about having that one friend who just gets it. The one who listens without judgment, offers a shoulder to cry on, and reminds you of your strength even when you don't feel it. That's the power of a supportive network. It's like having a belt and cheer squad cheering you on through life's ups and downs. And guess what? You can create that for yourself. By putting these 5 takeaways into action, you can start building your own village of awesome people who have your back, no matter what. Remember, friends and family are our anchors in the storm. They ground us, remind us of who we truly are, and help us navigate the choppy waters of life with grace and resilience. So go out there, nurture those connections, and create a support system that will lift you up and empower you to become your best self. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus. And don't forget, you're not alone in this journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.